League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Delta. Next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I think maybe it's time that you admit that Fred VanVleet might be okay? And this basketball team
we're
might
waiting
be
for you,
good.
John.
Okay.
Fred VanVleet has basically told you to go bleep yourself.
No. I have been a Fred VanVleet guy from the. I called him Mr. 28. Okay. Mr. 28 was fantastic.
Here's my text. Yeah.
And
from...
here was the odd thing. He was fantastic from two. He was fantastic from inside the arc, which is not Fred VanVleet. He had an otherworldly experience last night, Fred VanVleet.
Fred VanVleet heard what Granato said about him and went off with a near-perfect first half. Mm-hmm. About his only mistake was that he missed a three-pointer. And I said, that's two games in a row. That's John Daspit reaching out about John Granato. And he's right.
That was John Daspit's quote?
You well, doubted our leader,
Fred VanVleet
FVB.
Heard me, and I was inspirational. Maybe that's it. Okay,
maybe that is.
Yeah, maybe
you're slandering
Fred VanVleet.
You're
focus
slandering
more.
Fred VanVleet. Maybe.
Maybe I helped him focus more. Okay, because Fred VanVleet was just willy nilly throwing crap up at 28%. Okay, make some baskets, and Fred VanVleet made some baskets. The Rockets are a good basketball team. The Spurs are not. If there's something that's simple and obvious that came out of that game last night, The Spurs are a bad team. And they're really worried about Pop.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. I just didn't understand. Pop, you could have walked away and enjoyed life. He loves to drink wine. I think he likes car races or something. I mean...
Is that just a guess, or what is that?
No, I think, I don't know, maybe somewhere in the background. I don't know, maybe something. But he does love a really good bottle of wine, which, God bless. But, you know, he was going up. This is not the same Spurs team. I mean, you're working your ass up at your age when you don't, you know, you should be basking in the glow and sunlight. Now, maybe a Trump victory is hurting him. And it's making things
no,
worse.
I think he's actually got real medical issues right now.
Well, yeah, but he hates. He
does, but
on, anti-Trump.
On the medical stuff, we probably don't need a joke because I think he's actually in not great
in
shape
bad
right
shape,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with the election. I think he's not in great shape. And
well,
it's,
I don't think it
I don't
helps.
Ever understand. I don't understand. Yeah, I'm starting to figure out that millennials and Gen Z, as much as they can be annoying about some stuff, they do have one thing, right? I watch my dad and my mom. Well, my dad specifically, but my dad and mom wait to do anything until they were, you know, in their 60s, in their late. You know, he didn't retire. Well, actually, he didn't. And then he went back in and didn't come out. He didn't retire a second time until he's in his 70s. And he wants to go travel. He wants to go see the fall. The leaves change. He wants to go here and here. And my mom's like, no, I don't want to. They didn't hardly do anything. Like, their vacations were going to see grandparents in Kansas. We'd go with them, you know, in Christmas and summer. They didn't do anything. Like, they didn't take trips together. They didn't do anything unless it was somehow related to coaching. He did get to go to You know, like he went to Mexico City for a coaching thing years ago. He went to Tokyo with University of Houston for a football game against SMU, like 83, I think. But they didn't travel. And now that he wants to do stuff, it's like, oh, too bad, so sad. And you started – and what brought it to my mind is that you mentioned that with Pop.
And, you know, everybody's different. I mean, everybody – some people want to – Pop, he just wanted to keep on coaching. I guess he wanted to keep that –
alive. I got no problem with it, but it did just bring to mind, like, there are people who say, no, we want to do our bucket. Like, it is cooler to do some of your bucket. You just don't have the money. It doesn't line up.
Yeah.
You don't have the money to do your bucket list stuff, but if you're like us and you work, and you always work, and you don't, like, you gotta work it in at some point because you get too old, you can't really do that stuff.
No, exactly. I mean, you got, you know, and this is for you younger listeners out there, it really is. Oh, no. Well, I'll get to that.
Yeah, but you've done a good job of that, though. You've worked stuff in.
Oh, absolutely. We go.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been to Europe. I mean, that's what we like to do. We like to travel, and we like to see things that, you know, especially a lot of history stuff.
You've done things in your life. You've been in a gang. A lot of these kids have never even been in a proper gang.
No.
You have been kicked out of a city. You've done things that they haven't
done. But I didn't have to. I wasn't kicked out.
Well,
yeah. I mean, I needed to get away.
You couldn't stay.
No, with consequences.
Okay.
Right.
You never
really
covered that in all the years we did radio. We just uncovered this only a few years back, and then you've never really gone. Today's the day you probably need to go into details.
No, I don't have to go into any detail about anything. I mean, I just need to. We just need to move on and talk Rockets basketball.
Okay. It was a.
That's what we need.
All right, let's do that. So hopefully, Greg Popovich is okay. But it wouldn't have mattered. I mean, they were going to catch an ass kicking, and the Rockets are starting to figure out. I get the sense that Ime Udoka, it's another 20-point lead. At the half, this team has either been down 20 or been up 20, I think, in almost every game. I think in almost every game they've been either up or down 20. But the good news is they've got the ability to fire back. They're very explosive when they're moving the ball and it's not getting sticky and they're not isolating, doing things like that. Man, can they be a really tough team. They're fun to watch. I had a drink yesterday at Elro, which is over there by my sons, and where they play pickup basketball. They got great Italian old-fashioned right now. And I was having that drink, and the guy there is like, out of nowhere, I don't think he even knows what I do. He goes, yeah, can't wait to watch the Rockets. That's my team, not the Astros, it's the Rockets. Can't wait to watch them tonight. I said, yeah. I said, they're a lot of fun to watch. A lot more. He goes, yeah, better than last year. They were good. They were pretty fun last year. He goes, but they're really fun. I can't wait to see them play the Spurs. And I was thinking, you know, we're in a weird time where Astros have lost all the momentum, but it was a hell of a run. And now the Texans have stalled out a little bit, you know, just a little bit. They're still fine. It's just we have some concerns, and maybe it's our little bubble that we're in. I don't know. No,
that's not true.
Because the seats weren't packed, I can tell you that.
Look at the line this week. I mean, and look at all the rhetoric about the Texans.
Well, I mean the fans.
They're underperforming from the preseason expectations.
But do you think the city? I'm talking more about the fans.
The city,
yeah.
No, I think the city is concerned about the team. Yes, I do.
That's not our bubble?
No.
Okay.
No. Everybody that I talk to, and I realize it's limited in scope, but everybody, you know, what's with this team?
I don't care
what
the guy from the gym bar says, John, frankly. We don't care what he says about our Rockets.
Gerald from Jim Bar.
I didn't know if that's who you'd been talking about.
Ticket attractions? No, I don't talk to Jim Bar.
The gym. Oh, it's called the gym. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We don't care what Gerald from the gym tells you about the Rockets. His opinion of our team is irrelevant.
No, I don't go to the gym. I don't know.
And to be clear to people, if you're confused, he's talking about a gay bar named the gym.
That John went to.
Yeah,
told
but people,
us the story.
But people might not know.
Yeah,
I'm just
saying.
It's
assumed he was still going.
No,
you said they were nice, and you said one of the Dodgers.
I went the one time, but that was all. That was I mistakenly thought it was a sports bar, so that was the story, and that's over.
It's not a sports bar.
It is a sport. I
didn't mistakenly think that.
Yes, I didn't mistakenly think that. It is.
He thought it was a straight sports bar.
That's what I thought.
Of course, John would say regular sports bar.
Yeah, a regular sports bar.
But it was
pretty funny.
Well,
it was a
different sports bar than I'd ever been in.
But
yes.
You're fine. It's good. You experienced something different. Like that's what I'm saying. You're living your life. Most people, to the point I made earlier, you've gone out. You've gone to where were you? You were in Russia or Czechoslovakia or something like that. Where were they?
That they Prague. Gave you? I'm Prague-ish now.
Yeah. You've done that. Right. You have.
I went to school in Barcelona.
You went to school in Barcelona. That's right, and fell in love with Barcelona girls.
Nearly got trafficked at some point.
You were nearly trafficked.
Nearly trafficked in France. Yep, that happened in France.
That's right. Well, that was when you were in school, right?
I was in school. Yeah.
You were nearly trafficked.
He was one cop with the police dog away from being trafficked. I think
you had that's right. You had your first kiss in fifth grade with Laura Bingenheimer.
Yep.
You were a college quarterback.
Yep.
And also, there is rumors, and no one has proven this, but you weren't here January 6th, and so there are rumors that you may have been involved in a historical event.
I was in Cabo playing golf.
There's no evidence of that.
Playing golf poorly, as a matter of fact.
You were a refugee in, as you called yourself, a refugee in Dallas during a storm.
I've been a refugee.
How many refugees make their way to the Metroplex on a private jet?
Low number.
How many?
I was still fleeing from disaster.
We've seen you on TV at an Astros game where you've been in pretty good seats. We see not everyone can get that's pretty good. Your wife has gone from a producer of a TV show to literally running entire networks. You didn't do anything on that.
No, I didn't do anything. But you were there for that. But I'm the beneficiary.
He had to fight off an NBA champion who was flirting with his wife.
Yeah. Right.
Not many of us have done that.
Gotten into it with a guy who was dating a Kardashian at one point, right?
Yes.
Wasn't he with
yes.
the, yeah, he was with the one that's kind of had a glow up.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
Chloe,
my
yes.
yeah. that's my six moves toward the Kardashians.
So the Kardashians. You're in the six, the six degrees of Kardashians.
It's only two.
You're in there like that's a lot of
I'm the second.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
that's a lot of experience.
And you've gone to a gay bar in a gay sports bar in Los Angeles.
We talked about that already.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was bringing it all back. And then here's just another thing. I'm guessing most of our listeners have not just said, let me go catch this Astros game.
And he looks like he's going to play golf today. So he's played golf at some of the most prestigious golf courses in the world.
That's doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to do things that make you uncomfortable.
You think
like John did. John got a story out of the gym.
He didn't know he was going into a place he was going to be
still
uncomfortable.
Still got a story, though, Del.
Still got a story. That's still true. A story. I didn't. And maybe I stumbled upon it.
Yeah. Happened upon it.
I don't have to fight Joey Votto, though.
No, that's not true.
Where are you playing golf today?
It's
a place he can't even talk about. Listen to him. He doesn't even want to reveal it.
This
is who we're dealing with.
The man of the people can't talk
about it. He can't even talk about where he's playing today.
Of course. You can tell he's playing because of the little vest he's wearing
today. It is 5:12 in the morning there, and he's
fully
decked out.
What's wrong with you? You're already fully dressed? Would you get ready for school today, little Tommy?
Did Wendy lay it out for you?
Did Wendy lay that out on your bed?
I laid it out because we have to leave immediately after the show. I'm not going to be able to. I sit around and BS with you guys, and we talk about what we're going to do tomorrow on the show.
We
have show planning.
Yep.
I'm not going to be able to do that because as soon as the show is over, we have to hit the road because we have a tee time.
Mm-hmm.
So I know. We'll probably get together later in the day to discuss tomorrow's show. But at 8:00 here, I'm going to have to run out the door because of our tee time. So why I'm fully dressed.
7:13 today. We'll get to college football stuff, but we'll get to real Rockets talk when we come back because our team, I don't know what we're supposed to take from the Spurs game. Spurs aren't a good team, but it's nice to see the Rockets smash a bad team.
Well, it's nice to see them.
Uncle Jeff's in the game smiling. Cam Whitmore got in the game.
Well, everybody played.
I saw Jayshon Tate.
Everybody got in.
I saw Jayshon.
Yeah.
I saw that one guy, the other white guy.
Who?
Not Reed? Not Landale, but the other one.
Like
the 15th man on the bench.
Who's the 15th
man? The last one. What's
one of
his
the two-way guys?
Yeah, the two. Oh, Jack McVay. No, McVay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got to see the Australian play. We got two Australians.
Oh, I missed that part.
We've got two Australians and a New Zealander, right?
Where,
I believe
yeah, well,
so.
Steven Adams.
Yeah, he's a New Zealander, if I remember correctly. And then you got Jock is the Australian. And then I think McVay is, we got him from Australia. It's kind of like Flight of the Conchords, but maybe some Australian.
We have got, we also have Astros news, and we also have Texans news. We have DeMeco shutting you down.
Shut me down?
No, DeMeco directly was aimed and fires at Lance Erline.
Okay.
So we'll do that.
And then we'll hear what C.J. Stroud talked about team leadership. And he's got some guys stepping up in the locker room, and we'll find out who exactly he's talking about. I would imagine it's all the team captains. We'll hear him. Well, he name checks them all.
I would hope so.
He name checks them all.
You know who's the leader? Well, I don't know that she's the leader, but Robin Orlando over at Houston Powder Coaters, she's awesome. She's awesome at what she does. And she's the one that can tell you, you know, at some point you'll probably deal with Robin. And here's the deal. She'll even give you her cell phone number so you can text her pictures of your patio furniture or your car parts or your boat parts or whatever part it is. And she can tell you without all the hassle of going to pick it up and then having to tell you, oh, listen, that you can't save this or whatever the case may be. She could tell you over a text whether or not your stuff can be saved, whether or not it would be more affordable for you to just buy new stuff. Now, this new stuff isn't great because the new steel is not nearly as good as older steel is. So if you can save it, that's advisable. And there's also a lot of stuff that, you know, the sentimental value that you might have for whatever patio furniture or car part or whatever it is. Maybe it was your great-grandfather's 1948 Edsel. I don't know. But if you want to save it, if you want it to look great, there's one place to go. They'll pick up and deliver absolutely free, whatever it is, HoustonPowderCoaters.com. That's HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you ever want to get into the show, it's very easy. And we got the shortest wait times in all of radio. I mean, historically, I think, and it's one of the reasons that we were elected to the Hall of Fame. But the shortest wait times ever. So you can call in. That's 713-780-3776. All right, before you get to more Rockets, what do you think about, apparently they are in real, the word at the GM meetings is that Ryan Pressly is on the block, that teams can come get them some Ryan Pressly. He's got a no-trade clause, but he did vest for 2025 with his number of innings, so he's fully vested. He's got a no-trade clause, but I'm not sure if a new location wouldn't be best. I wonder if Ryan Pressly might go, yeah, that's not a bad idea. I would like to go to the team that I would like to go to, so I can do that since I have a no-trade clause. You can't send me to the Marlins, but you can't. But I you know what? Maybe he's open to it after what we witnessed this season.
I mean, I hope he's open to it.
Well, now see. Just being
no,
ugly.
I do. He needs to change the scenery. It's not working here.
This
is his worst year of all. And I think he's just too, like, I really believe that he's just very, I think it gets in his head. And once it's in its head, it's a real problem. So I'm kind of hoping they move on from him. Look, we got to clear it out. Unfortunately, you just got to clear some guys out. You got to get rid of Tucker this offseason if possible and pick up real legitimate dudes. Bregman's going to be gone. It is what it is. I mean, I wish Bregman would stay, but if it's the contract's too long, I get it. I'm okay with Crane looking at that. It's just, let's not just, as long as we don't fool ourselves into this is a window and it's a great opportunity for this team, blah, blah, blah. Just be real. Just be honest and self-reflective about who you are. That's all I want. I don't care. I mean, it was a great run. Jim Crane and his crew did a great job. Now, they got to rebuild it. They're not really retooling. They're in a little bit of rebuild. It doesn't mean they've stripped it all the way down. I don't think you've hurt yourself by moving on from Presley. He was not a plus player last year. Relative to expectations, he hurt you more than he helped you relative to expectations. He was supposed to be part of this big three that was going to be dominant, and that didn't materialize.
Yeah. No, he wasn't.
It's a year and a half straight, John. One and a half straight years that it's been not great.
Yeah. No, it's been, he's not, it wasn't good. But so, I mean, what team is going to want his $14
million? $14 million.
Yeah.
I think somebody will. I think somebody will. But the problem is it's going to have to be somebody who views him as that's closer money. For the most part, it's pretty good closer money. I think there'll be teams interested. He's still got a good curveball. He's still got some stuff. I'm not worried about that. He just wasn't hitting spots. I don't know. Somebody will want him.
Yeah, I don't know that his stuff is,
They're going to look at spin rate. Like, they're going to look at things we don't look at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And maybe, I don't know. All I know is that he has not been good, and Abreu should be in the eighth inning. And a lot of times this is because this is a respect thing when you bring in Ryan Presley in the eighth inning because you disrespected him by bringing in Josh Hader and making him the closer after Ryan Presley has been to a couple of All-Star games and has been, he was the World Baseball Classic closer. Mm-hmm. He was the America's World Baseball Classic closer. And then just a year later, he is a setup man. So maybe he couldn't handle it. Maybe a change of scenery would be great for Ryan Presley. God bless. Ryan Presley has played a nice role here. Ryan Presley, that acquisition from Minnesota was a really, really, really good one. So, I mean, that was really well done. He's played a role here. He played a role, and he'll forever in Houston Astros lore. But if you can get out of that $14 million, they're only $10 million under the cap, under the luxury tax right now. So, they would like to get lower on that thing, so we'll see whether or not they can. And then you got, Kyle Tucker. You continue to want him out of our city for some reason.
Just want to rebuild. I want to use him as a trade chip only. He's a clutch player. I'm not saying he's not a good postseason player. What I am saying is I think he can bring back a fruitful bounty. I just need a bountiful harvest from Kyle Tucker, and we get the new set of Astros. We've run our course with Kyle Tucker.
I would prefer that he's traded to a non-playoff contender so they don't get it in their head that, how's he going to play in the postseason? Send him to a team who doesn't really have those aspirations.
You don't want him to use it against us?
In the trade negotiations, I want Dana Brown to say, you guys ain't making the playoffs anyway. Why are you bringing this stuff up?
Well, stop talking about his postseason. Yeah. Stop saying he's worse than Aaron Judge.
Hey, cut it out. Cut it out, Marlins. You guys ain't making the playoffs anyway, so stop bringing that up.
Why are you bringing this up? And if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle. Well, I want Dana Brown to actually say that. But if we get to the postseason, and if my aunt had a ball, she'd be my uncle.
Yeah,
stop talking about the playoffs, Marlins.
Send him to Toronto.
Yeah. With George.
Send him up there. George and Kyle, they'll be great buddies.
Dell, I think we could run the Astros. I think if people would listen to me and Dell, maybe not John as much. But
no, John's too sentimental. He's too sentimental.
He would have already DFA'd Fred VanVleet. Fred VanVleet wouldn't even be.
Fred VanVleet would have had less minutes when he shoot 28%. That's all I said.
So the difference is that's how John treats
you know
the
what
Rockets.
He got? What he would have got. And you know what's ironic? Fred VanVleet had his fewest minutes of the year last year in his best game.
Because they were killing
irony.
Because they were killing the Spurs. He didn't have to play
more minutes when he was shooting 37%.
The context is they were killing the Spurs, so he didn't have to play very much.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. As far as your argument is concerned, John treats the Rockets a certain way. But he's too sentimental about the Astros. He wants to keep everyone for as long. He wants to hold on like grim death to the Astros. So me and you, we handle it. Kyle. Learn Toronto because we're sending you there. And get some of those prospects back.
Gotta go.
Did you guys see the tweet? It said the headline was Kamala in the biggest events, and it was a picture of Aaron Judge. I mean, that is just terrible. Could have been a picture of Kyle Tucker, but that's neither here nor there.
It is Kyle Tucker. I mean, it has nothing to do with me wanting to move. Just he's a chip. We've never used any of our commodities to improve the team. time to use one. Time to use one. Because that walking and picking up a, well, we got a second round pick. We get an extra draft pick. Great.
What about Drew Gilbert?
What about Willie Willison? What about Rocky Pockington? Don't care. Go get us real players from another minor league organization. Do your job.
Jeff.
Can we talk about the Rockets and start?
What do you want to talk about?
Why is this drift to the Astros team building?
What do you want to talk about in a 27-point blowout?
Here's what I want to talk about.
What do you want to talk about at 27 after the hour? What do you want to talk about? Why don't we talk instead about Chastain Ford? And then we'll talk about the Rockets, okay? Let's do that instead, all right? Just to keep us on, because you know what? Dell, his little show, you guys go into my show, blah, blah, blah. We're going to stay on
well, you do.
On time
I
today.
Mean, you use that tone with me, but you do go into the show.
Well, I'm not today because I got a tea time. So here's the deal, okay? I want you to switch to the Ford Bronco or Bronco Sport and get up to $2,000 off. Now, just Jeep owners, okay? If you switch over to the Ford Bronco or Bronco Sport, you're in a Jeep right now, up to $2,000 off. If you're a Ram truck owner, make the switch to Ford and get up to an additional $2,000 off and all the other incentives as well. Check out the Ford Bronco Sport, packed with adventure, ready features, top safety ratings. I'm telling you, this is a great – the Bronco Sport is a great starter car. For you youngsters, for if you got a youngster, and this is a great starter car. Special low financing available. Perfect time to switch to Ford. Visit Chastain Ford. All right. Pasadena, you're only 20 minutes away. And you can find your perfect SUV. It's a limited time offer. If you own a Jeep or you own a Ram truck, let's go. Get on over here. There's nothing bad about I love me some Chastain Ford. Love me some Chastain Ford. You will too. Get on over to ChastainFord.com, see for yourself, or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Finally, all these years of Lance banging that chair around, it's broken, and now he's screwed, okay? I don't know what the hell he's doing in there. People can see you, yeah? Okay? In the offseason, we were wondering how you're going to do this with all these basketball players. How are you going to do this? We found the rotation. It's the starting five. It's Amen and Tari. Mm-hmm. And it's either
Steven
Landale
Adams.
Or Steven Adams.
Landale's and not playing a Reed lot, though. It's pretty much Reed Steven Shepard. Adams or the other guys stay in is what we're finding.
What?
Landale's not really playing much. So it's really either Steven Adams or the other guys.
Well, Landale does. When Steven Adams was hurt, Landale was in there for meaningful minutes. Yes, he was. And he got more minutes than any of the other guys on the bench again last night. I mean, when Steven Adams can't play in back-to-backs or he's got wobbly or whatever, if they want to give him a rest, then Landale will come in. So, but Steven Adams is the
guy.
Yeah,
I guess he's gotten a few more minutes than I thought. I was trying to see how many DNP CDs he's had, but he's played.
Well, Adams is there, he doesn't play.
He's played in five games so far this year. How many have they had total? What's the record right now?
Eight.
Yeah, so he hasn't played in three. He's played in five.
Adams is there, he doesn't play.
Five minutes, but not a lot. But regardless, you're going to have a big. Yeah, you're going to have your Tari and Amen, who are going to fight for sixth man of the year. They're going to split votes. Okay. Keep going.
Yeah,
There's
29 other teams, so they probably have some sixth man too. So we'll see whether or not you're right. You're probably right that they are going to, split
really
votes.
Really good.
Yeah. But now we see the rotation. Reed Shepard gets in. I think he's the first of the immediate eight rotation guys that gets in. And you're going to have Cam Whitmore, who's you know what? Cam Whitmore might be a guy. I don't know. We can't assume what Cam Whitmore is like now that he's not playing. What kind of attitude he has, if he is a problem or not. But that's a lot of talent just sitting there.
He's the 11th man on the bench right now.
Yeah.
If you want to do the math on the who do you think plays the most minutes per game right now? You will get this.
Fred VanVleet.
Correct. The Freddy at 36 minutes per game. Right. Not terrible. Let's come down a little bit. Jalen Green is 33.8, then Dylan Brooks at 32.3, then Jabari at 30.3, then Alpi at 28.4, and that number is going to go up. Amen Thompson, 24 minutes. I mean, you know, he and Tari Eason's getting 21.3. They're getting good, strong minutes, you know, 20-plus minutes a game. So I think Ime's doing a great job of finding that out. Steven Adams at 12.3. Jock Landale at 10.8, Reed Sheppard at 10.6, which is one of the reasons I pointed out I didn't think he could win Rookie of the Year, because when you look at how the minutes were going to slide, I'm like, where's his minutes come from? He's not – at the most he's going to end up – I think he could end up as high as 15 to 16 minutes a game this year at some point. It could go higher if he takes over, but that's going to be tough.
Jump,
yeah, it's going to be tough.
Then it goes to Cam – Fred VanVleet gets – if he gets his minutes.
Then it goes to Cam Whitmore at 10.4, and after that you got guys who don't even get in the games all that often, by the way. Right. You know, Aaron Holiday's only played in 3 games. Uncle Jeff, 2. Jay Sean, 2. McVay, 1 yesterday. And then Nate Williams, 1. And that's it. So, you know, he's going to play 11, but they ain't going to play a lot. Right now, Reed Sheppard and Cam Whitmore and Jock Landale, those three guys just don't play a whole lot. They play 10 minutes a game on average, and Jock hasn't played in 3 of the games.
Yeah. And it's working. This is a good basketball team. They struggled with the Spurs there in one game, and then they squeaked out one where the Spurs weren't coming. You know, this is the first game where they didn't give up a big run, which was awfully nice. The Spurs are not very talented.
Correct.
They're not very talented at all. So the struggle that they had earlier in the season in San Antonio with them, but the Rockets are just getting their feet wet. They were finding out who, you know, they're rotational and all of that stuff. Early in the season, this team seems to be starting to come together really, really nice. And it was nice, really nice to see that they just put their foot on the throat and would not let up. Didn't let up. When they got the big first quarter lead and then they doubled up on it in the second quarter, that was really, really nice. The Spurs pulled within 16 at one point.
They had some threes to start the half. I mean, okay, congratulations.
Yeah, right.
And then they just extended again. You know, in the last 4 games, John, Dallas, Golden State, New York, and San Antonio, 3 of those are scheduled right now to be playoff teams. You know, Golden State is one that you kind of have circled to see if they can hold up. They look pretty good with Buddy Hield there. They look like
a team.
And they got another win yesterday.
You better watch Buddy Hield. He's going to take away your sixth man of the year award from the Rockets.
Yeah, he's probably going to be the
favorite. Guy who's averaging 21 might be in the running.
Yeah.
Right? And
he needs to be starting.
I mean, listen, the Golden State, the thought was they're done. It doesn't look like they're done.
Well, they needed to get.
They're the best defensive team in the league.
They just went into Boston and won last night. They did that.
Yeah. Well, they reconfigured. Steve Kerr did a good job of saying, okay, we'll get rid of Klay Thompson. That old version is done. Let's bring a younger guy in, younger legs, a different shooter. Let's play a little differently. And that's what a good coach is supposed to do. But in those last 4 games, you got 4 games, 3 of them are playoff teams right now. And I think Golden State could still be a playoff team. So Dallas and New York will be playoff teams. You've got wins in 3 of those 4. In the last 4 games, there has been a different high point scorer and a different rebounder in all 4 games. A unique one. Green, Eason, Şengün, and VanVleet on points. Rebounds, Green, Thompson, Şengün, and VanVleet. So now, Jalen Green against Dallas, Alperen Şengün against New York, and then against San Antonio, VanVleet were high points and high rebounds. But it's a different guy, high point and high rebound for 4 straight games, which is, and then with assists, it was Green, VanVleet, Şengün, and then VanVleet. It's pretty much just going to be those 3 the whole year, but it does speak to the fact that they're pretty damn skippy when it comes to being able to find different guys to do different things. That's what happens when you have a bunch of guys who know how to play, who are active, and who get after it. They're not lazy. I saw, God forbid, Rocket Red 94, I'm trying to remember his Twitter handle, had a a video of KPJ doing something. And the video just said, this is the dumbest player in the NBA. And it was Kevin Porter Jr. just throwing the ball towards a player from the other team who was coming back on defense. It went out of bounds. He dropped his head. And the guy, and the tweeter said, and to think that there are Rocket fans who wanted to give this guy a max contract. Like, they wanted him, and to this day, they still believe that there's ways he could help this team. And it is just like, to me, he was the cancer. When you look at his, I'm going to bring something up with the Texans too, but it was his attitude that allowed, I think, Jalen and Alperen to not be accountable. And Steven Silas, obviously, was a huge problem. But you look how quick it can work out for you when you get the right coach in and get rid of guys who just can't. Now, the Rockets' hand may have been forced because of the domestic violence
stuff.
Were
they looking to get rid of him?
No, they loved him. Yeah. Rafael Stone loved him. The Rockets loved him. John knows that. John, I'm sure you heard the same thing, John, didn't you?
What?
That the Rockets front – oh, no, Tillman, everybody.
They loved him.
He had a weird spell over
them. He was the only one at the Ime introduction.
He had a weird spell over the Rockets, and I think they liked the person.
Well, actually, they actually thought he was a really good guy. They liked him. They liked Kevin Porter Jr.
Do you know there's the weird factoid for the Rockets? Through 8 games, they haven't left the state of Texas.
Wow.
Well, you know, and that's NBA probably looking out for their travel budgets.
No. They played the Spurs three times in 12 days, and they played the Mavericks on the road. So their three road games are against
Texas.
The Mavericks.
No, that's intense. That's got to be
against the Texas. They finally leave the state of Texas, and they go see the Thunder tomorrow.
So one could say this is really...
Which is right, is in the neighboring state.
Yes, but...
But then you go to Detroit and Washington.
Now, the Washington
LA.
Game's at home.
Oh, yeah, they Washington at home and then L.A. at home. Yeah, it's favorable.
They have got to have the least travel of any team.
To start
the
year, definitely.
Well, no, but the NBA is doing this on purpose. Listen to this, John. You go to Oklahoma City, then you go to Detroit. Okay, Detroit is I don't know how far it is from Oak City, but it's not super close, but it's not terrible. Then you come home, you do Washington, you do L.A. Then you go to Chicago and Milwaukee back-to-back. As you know, that's a drive. That's not far. No. Chicago to Milwaukee, they'll probably fly, but that's like flying to Baton Rouge or even less. It's actually even closer.
Oh, no,
it's like flying to Lake Charles, right?
No, it's about 2-hour drive. Yeah, it's a Lake Charles deal.
Okay. Yeah. Then you got Indiana at home, Portland at home, Portland at home. Like, this is a really favorable schedule right now. Really favorable. You need to keep winning.
No, to your point, though, the NBA is looking out for the guys and making favorable schedules where you you play the same team twice. In a 3-day span,
yeah.
So and that's it helps everybody in every way as opposed to coming back doing another trip, another plane trip later in the season. So I don't know if it's great for the fans to see the same team 2 days in a row, but this is a league that really looks out for its players. We were talking about this last night. As a matter of fact, it's the most player friendly league in all of sports.
Mm-hmm. And some of it, they allow the players to push them around too much.
Well,
but this is a smart thing. This is just smart.
This is
more efficient scheduling. I'm all for it.
Yep. All right. When we come back, we will hear what you were talking about with CJ and leadership. We'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, we're givemethevin.com. That's my man John Clay Wolf. It's just 2 days away from hearing him on his radio show here. But John Clay Wolf has gotten the word out, I mean, for years now, years and years and years. He has built up a business that's a billion-dollar business. It starts with a B, and the reason is because he just does it right, because he is going to give you more for your vehicle. It's a simple formula. Let me pay you more for your vehicle. So who are you going to sell it to, the guy that offers you less for your car or truck, or the guy who offers you more for your car or truck? Well, I mean, it's a piece of metal. I guess cars could have some sentimental value, but I want the most for my vehicle. So you know where I'm going to go? GiveMeTheVIN.com. And then if you go elsewhere to the dealership or to CarMax and you show them what Give Me the VIN will give, then they will have to better that. Or you just sell it to GiveMeTheVIN.com. But if they better it, you go back to GiveMeTheVIN.com and say, look, CarMax says they will pay me more. And either John Clay Wolf will pay more for your vehicle, or he'll give you $100. So it doesn't make any sense if you're selling a vehicle that you don't find out what it's worth, because that's who establishes the worth of your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, on Friday mornings, 9:30, we play Beat the Limo, not the Limo guy, Beat the Warehouse Live guy now. And you pick five games, he picks five games. And if you beat him, did our contestant win last week, though? Do we know?
Yeah, despite losing a double banger, I wasn't here, but so at least I saw.
I sent the picks.
Yeah, so I think there was one double banger.
That's three losses in a row.
I think it's.
No, there. I think there were two double bangers.
I think they split those. Yeah. Justin didn't do well with the over
Abigail
and unders.
Abigail wasn't as good. She just goes, yeah. Well, that's during the double banger. John goes, come on, make some noise. Abigail, she goes, ah! That's
that
not
bad.
How that works.
What do you want her to do?
I don't know. She needs to know how you're supposed to do the thing. Push the button. Yeah, push the button.
No.
I like to spit in his mouth while he sleeps.
You know, need to say
well,
that.
Well, that's a...
But yes, Justin did lose. I think that's for the second consecutive week.
Third, I think.
Three weeks, I'm not keeping track.
He's on a losing streak right now, fam.
What'd you say?
I said, I don't know why.
You say fam? Is that what you just said?
He's on a losing streak right now, fan. And I said fan, and I realized, what? Where was I going? I don't know what word I was going to use. So I guess, yeah, he's on a losing streak right now, fam.
Okay. Well, we can pick a contestant.
All right, then, sis. Okay. We can do that.
For tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 9:30. What time is it? At exactly 7:55. We are going to pick the caller number 5 at 7:55, and you will play Beat the Limo Guy tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So you have a possibility of going to a game for tickets absolutely free with the limo ride but there and back. How's that? So let's go. It's always fun. That's a fun way to finish up the week.
All right, so I've teased this. We teased it a few times. So first of all, let me get what I'm going to get in with CJ, and then you can show me how D'Amico Ryans came after me yesterday, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. No. But CJ Stroud was asked a question. Do we have the question being asked or no?
Yes.
Okay. Listen to the question and then listen to his answer, and I want you to listen for all of the names that he mentions.
I know Diggs was one of your vocal leaders. Did you, and you were one of them too, but did you have to step up even more with him not being around?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's been a lot of conversation that, you know, has to be had, and, you know, I've been able to have some great conversation with leaders and the captains on the team. Yeah, and know that we do miss Diggs and his local leadership, but, you know, that's where, you know, I step up and
pause.
Dalt.
Can you pause after every name? Dell, do you think, or
Diggs.
No? Okay.
Okay.
So Diggs steps up. It's where I step up. He mentioned himself.
Right.
He's starting to mention Dalton. You can roll back just a little. Dalton. So really start paying attention to the name check here.
Up and Dalt has stepped up and Joe.
Here, you can go. It's okay. You can just go through the whole thing. It'll be too tight if we try to stop it.
Aziz, you know, Petrie, Will, you know, so we've
okay, got pause. Joe, which is – who's Joe, John?
Joe Mixon.
Who's Aziz?
Aziz Alshire.
Who's Will?
Will Anderson Jr.
Now, Will is a team captain.
Right.
Is Aziz the team captain? Did he get a captainship?
I think he did, yes.
I think he did.
Yeah.
And then Petrie, is he a captain or is that Jimmy Ward?
I don't –
I think it's Ward.
Jimmy Ward is the captain.
I think Ward is, but Petrie is like a captain. He's got all the captain juice to him. He's got all the captain attitude. Yeah. He's like a captain. So, okay, he said, let's see. Dalton, tight end, not a captain, but Dalton. We had Joe. You had him. There's three offensive players. You had Aziz. You had Petrie. You had Will. There's three defensive players. Now, the team captains, if you were wondering, are
They're Diggs. They're Anderson Jr.
No.
I'm looking at her.
Yeah,
right now.
Diggs. Yeah,
I'm looking at her.
Not Nico. But Diggs. Right.
Diggs.
And he mentioned him. That he was mentioned. Anderson. Okay.
Aziz Alshire.
He's a team captain.
Yes.
There's three of the captains. Was C.J. Stroud?
Yes.
There's four of the captains. Kyemi Fairbairn.
I have John's Weeks as
John
the captain.
Weeks.
Okay. Well, Weeks has not stepped up in the locker room. Clearly.
Okay.
Hey guys, I may just snap a ball. Okay. But I've been here longer than any of you, and I'm going to tell you, this isn't good enough. We got to execute. We got to step up and start doing more things. I got knocked on my ass and took a 15-yard penalty And all we did was move forward, and we still missed a field goal because Kiami didn't execute. Okay? Every year, snap, 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 snap. And we got to execute. And there are times I don't do my best on cover team. My snaps are pretty much always money. So don't look at me. But, yeah, you know, you guys have got to step up. And as a captain, I've got to make you step up. And when you have Weeks in your ass like that, you're just like, well, I mean, John Weeks is chewing on people.
Weeks
the captain
in
stepping
my...
up.
Hmm. Okay.
That was my nickname in high school.
What, yeah. Weeks in your ass?
Nope.
Oh. Was that your nickname?
It was a Twitch joke that I shouldn't have said because you'd pick up on it.
Oh,
so.
Man.
IYA was your nickname?
No.
Okay.
It's a Twitch joke that I shouldn't have said it because Dell would like, ooh. Okay, so
we call
okay,
Lance,
now play the rest
nah,
of
but we call Lance Wya. What's that mean? Weeks in your ass.
Now play the rest of the players. Yeah. Are there now can you play the rest of who all the players were?
Things worked out and you know it's looking better for us for sure.
But play the part about Tunsil.
There is no part about Tunsil.
No, but
now,
the team,
Tunsil is a
well,
captain,
he's a team
though.
Captain.
But he didn't mention
well,
Tunsil.
All right, well, put the Tunsil part in. I'm sure he's mentioned Tunsil.
No.
Did you edit that out?
I didn't edit
you
that.
You deleted
that's
it?
That's straight off the Texans press conference.
Did he mention Titus Howard?
I didn't hear anything about tackles.
Or Shaq Mason, the veteran? Any of the veteran offensive
didn't hear anything
line?
About offensive line.
So you didn't hear Tunsil. But Tunsil's the team captain. He's got to be in there somewhere.
He did not say it. Let me. We can play it again
okay,
if you're
let's
not
just
sure.
Listen for Tunsil. I think he says it really fast.
Diggs was one of your vocal leaders. Did you, and you were one of them too, but did you have to step up even more with him not being around?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's been a lot of conversation that you know has to be had, and you know, I've been able to have some great conversation with leaders and the captains on the team.
You said that.
Yeah,
captains
you know,
on the
we
team.
Do miss Diggs and his vocal Diggs. Leadership, but yep. You know, that's where you know I step up.
Me.
Dahl has stepped up, and Joe.
Joe.
Aziz, you know, Aziz. Petrie, Will, Petrie. You know, so well, we
Laramie Tunsil
worked out. You know, it's looking better for us for sure.
Huh. So there's seven guys he mentioned, and he said he talked to the captains, and then he didn't mention Laramie Tunsil. That's interesting. And
well,
he said guys weren't buying in. Guys weren't buying into the coaching. That's interesting.
Well, this isn't on. You know what? Maybe. Listen, Laramie Tunsil is doing his job. He's doing fine. He's doing fine. We're not going to put this all.
No, his job is also to be a leader.
Yeah,
his job is also to be a leader. And you know what? Part of your job is also to be a good. Part of your job is also to be a mentor and a leader to the guys on that team. Like you know, the guy from Alabama State who'd never been recruited at a high level. You got to remember this, dude. Some of this is personality driven. Laramie Tunsil was a 5-star recruit. Laramie was highly regarded. He was one of the top players in the draft coming out. Like he would have been drafted. Way earlier than he was, if not for the bong video being released when it was right before the draft. If you don't know what I'm talking about because you weren't following it, definitely Google that. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. But, you know, part of your job is to get the right tackle and be a mentor for Titus Howard. Part of your job is to, when Shaq Mason comes in and say, hey, this is our standard that we set for the Texans. He's not a standard setter, and he's not being mentioned by his – He's a captain, and he's being omitted on purpose, John.
Some guys,
there's a reason he's being omitted.
So there's some guys aren't great at that, okay? Some guys are, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a leader of the New York Jets. You know what he's not great at?
Leadership.
That whole thing. Yeah, he's not.
Well, then if it doesn't make you a leader. Don't tell me you're a leader if you're not good at leadership.
Well, well, okay, but I don't. You know what?
Why
you know what I would rather? I would rather Laramie Tunsil play really good football.
That's fine, to take the C off his shirt. He ain't no captain.
Why?
Because
no.
Being a
you know
captain
what?
Is specifically, John, for leadership. That's what it
and
is.
And forget about not being good at it. What if you're actually just bad? Like, what you're
yeah,
doing
I think he's a
is
net,
detrimental
net
to
I think it's detrimental.
The guys around
from
you.
Everything I'm hearing, it's detrimental. I'm not just saying this willy-nilly. I'm hearing that it's not good and that he is and that CJ is intentionally leaving him out. Because CJ has a problem with some of the
maybe
leave.
It's just
it
subconsciously.
Is, trust me on my kids. This is intentional. He's not one of the leaders. He doesn't talk to him for leadership stuff. No. He's an independent contractor who's really good at left tackle, has too many false starts, but he does his job. He's good. Look, he's a good football player. He's not a leader. He's not a team captain.
No,
he's not a guy
you
that you stand. Hey, let's look to – what does he say? You're one of the team captains.
So
Will Anderson is.
Listen, Stephon Diggs is does he exude leadership?
You're about to be surprised. I've heard nothing but good.
I've heard good things.
He has been a great.
I've heard good things
he's
as well.
Been great in the locker room.
Yeah, was he in Buffalo?
He's been great in the locker room. I think
he's been
a
great
guy
in the locker room here.
I think he's
but you
a
know
competitive.
What? Sometimes Lance. Sometimes coaches put that designation on a player to get more out of them. So maybe they put that designation on Laramie Tunsil.
Do you really want to do this, John? You're putting a cape on for Laramie Tunsil. Do you want this to be on your tombstone? Defended Laramie Tunsil's leadership.
I don't want this to define my life. No.
Yeah.
But I am saying this. Sometimes coaches do this
get real
so that they can maybe ignite something.
You have to ignite something in a guy who's been in the league since 2016, who's gotten three contracts and is one of the highest paid players in the league.
Yeah,
no.
Has he been ignited?
No, and he's not been ignited. That's the problem.
Well,
he's not.
Then you take that designation off next year.
Or maybe you have to get rid of him, except he's really good. I can tell you, I think Titus Howard is going to find out that he may not be on this team next year. Titus Howard, this could be a Blake Fisher team, a Blake Fisher right tackle. Because if Titus Howard isn't going to get on board, and if Laramie's going to be a negative influence on him, got to get him out of there. It's a KPJ situation. Only the problem is Laramie's really, really good.
Wasn't it some writing on the wall for these guys to when they picked Blake Fisher, where they picked Blake Fisher, as opposed to a guard, which they needed more needed a tackle?
Blake was a third-round pick, so that's about
was,
the –
Was he third?
No,
or
he's a second-round pick.
Oh, he was the
two
second.
Seconds.
That's
yeah.
right. He was the second of the second-rounders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little high for just a swing tackle.
Yeah, and you had a much more – you had a bigger need at guard. You just signed Titus Howard to an extension. Laramie Tunsil's here, and he's been signed to an extension, and you draft a tackle? I mean, that's got to be telling for the guys right there.
I don't know why you're defending, is it because you got in the Radio Hall of Fame and now you're going to say the slander stuff because you don't think you can, why in the world would you be defending a guy who has been selfish in the past? The false starts, he's done it, doesn't correct it. He's gotten money.
I can tell you right now.
He doesn't come to practices. He doesn't practice all the time. I told you, his old offensive line coach told somebody in a job interview that they had to negotiate with him to get to practice. And you want to put – are you sure this is the guy? The guy that they have had all these leadership issues with.
I'm not caping for him. And you're, I'm not caping for
him. I think he left him off this list for a reason. How do you not go to a guy who's on your same side of the ball to talk to him
sometimes
as a leader?
Sometimes you just forget.
You think he just forgot about Tunsil?
Right. So did you mention Dell in your Hall of Fame speech?
I did.
No.
I said
but
Dell
is an integral part of your life.
I said Dell and Real. I mentioned both of them.
No, you did not.
I did. Go listen to it. It's 6 minutes long.
I know why John's defending Tunsil. They're Balenciaga bros.
That's what it is.
Him and Tunsil are Gucci
guys.
Gucci gang.
I don't care about Laramie Tunsil. I know Laramie Tunsil's not a leader. I care about Laramie I care about the offensive line playing.
He's the leader
well.
Of the offensive line.
Well, he got
line,
beat clean against the Jets.
Unit.
I saw that. So it ain't like it's all
he's not perfect.
Perfect.
No, it's not been perfect
so
for him.
So he's apparently, I don't know. I'm
Will McDonald
to you guys,
was whipping him in the spin move.
A negative impact on the younger players. And it's not like he's perfect.
I can
the
tell
penalties,
you
and he's getting beat for sacks now.
I dabble with it with offensive linemen a lot with Joe Moore Award guys. These are guys who played in the league and all that stuff. They'll be the first
you
ones to tell
diddle?
You.
What are you doing?
No, I said I dabble in conversations about leadership, and every one of those guys will tell you it ain't Laramie Tunsil. Like, if you're going to be the captain of he's the captain of that level, right? You go through it. You got a wide receiver captain. You got a quarterback captain. You got an offensive line captain. That's what it is. And you got a linebacker captain, a D-line captain, a secondary captain, and then special teams. It's easy to see what they do. They do it for every level. If you're the captain of the offensive line, which is what you are, my God, it's got to get better. Like CJ's talking about not – there's major protection issues. The first thing you should do is be accountable and be somebody who's ripping people and getting guys on board together, and that's not happening. And he's a great player. I want to see him step up to that C on his jersey. I don't think that's asking too much.
No, it's not. It's not. But I don't. You may be right. I don't know. I can't read CJ's mind, whether or not he just omitted him on purpose or whether or not he just forgot about him. I don't know. I'm not reading CJ's mind. All I know is the offensive line has got to play better on Sunday. And I also know this, that tailgating started in Greece in the Olympics. True story. They used to sit outside, and, you know, those guys used to wrestle around, and they started the
Wrestling. Sometimes it would get a little too frisky when you're doing the suplex. I know. I've heard about the Greeks.
Yeah, and here's the deal, though. They had gyros out there. They had chicken skewers. I don't know that they had potato chips, okay, or wings, but I do
know. Did they have French fries like at Nico Nico's?
I'm not sure that they did, but I know Nico Nico's has got all of that for your tailgate or your party, okay, or your holiday. How about Christmas? How about Thanksgiving? You want your sides to be cheese pies or tzatziki, garlic sauce, hummus, fried meatballs. I mean, you want to make it so, and you don't want to cook all of this stuff. Let Demetrius do all of this for you. You go to catering at NicoNicos.com, and they will cater your event, whatever it is. Even if it's just having family in, but you're trying to cook for 12, 15 people, forget about it. Let Nico Nicos do it. And you want a Greek tailgate? Yes. At Christmas? Yes, I want that. 922 Lakefront Circle, they got the new location. That's in the Woodlands, okay? Research Forest and Research Forest and 45. You got Westheimer and Montrose that's been there forever, and I-10 in the Beltway. Nico Nico's is Greek food. Nico Nico's is what Greek food is all about. And if you want to get Greek this holiday season, Nico Nico's.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.